bed. You know we used to be bad love, so take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve.
Sorry, we're just enjoying the music right now.
Do we have to play millennial music for this half hour?
Yeah, we did.
So, welcome into the Kevin Powell and Violetta Podrometic show with Rokan and Anna DeVlantis. We're conducting a bit of an experiment here. Rokan and Anna DeVlantis made this story aware to us two millennials, Violetta and myself, Kevin. A company out in New York is run entirely by millennials, and this story went viral. A 27-year-old millennial at this company was burnt out. We can relate, Violetta. They're working us like dogs over here.
Oh, yeah, they are. And the traffic booth is so hot.
It's hot in there. You're working in tough conditions delivering the traffic. So anyways, this guy, Joe Pavelski, he's 27. He was tired. He needed some time off, so he used the old my friend died excuse.
And everyone's done it.
Right. My friend died. Who's going to say no, you can't take time off?
At some point, he will probably. So it's not a full lie.
Exactly. His friend's going to die eventually, so he used that excuse. Now, the guy made a classic mistake, but it was a great story, so how could you not share this story? This guy, Joel Pavelski, went home, and his friend wasn't actually dead. Again, it was an excuse. He went home, and he built this treehouse in his backyard, a really cool treehouse, and he was blogging and tweeting about what's wrong with that. You know what I mean? If you're going to build a sweet treehouse, you need to share that with your Twitter followers, your Facebook friends, your Instagram followers.
And who doesn't want a treehouse?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Ro, Anna?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Do you have any thoughts on treehouses?
It's
a treehouse. It's cool.
I feel as if it is just wrong on all fronts to call in sick and make up a fake, or call in to work saying make up a fake funeral.
Well,
that's part's wrong.
Well, that's one opinion, you know. We all have our own, though.
It's just
you have to apologize to her now for having a different opinion than she did.
Since it's the Millennial Show, do I get any kind of participation ribbon for going through the sports, even though it was not exactly
Well, we'll discuss that under the conditions when we move forward. We do have a little plan.
Right now, you're in a timeout, Missy.
I'm in a timeout, all right?
For being sassy. Mm-hmm.
So we're in charge here. Kevin Powell, Violetta, running the show for about the next 15, 20 minutes or so. And we've decided, because first of all, millennials, we love lists. So we've put a list together, guys. I'm sure you're aware of the NFL owners meeting going on down in Florida. They've implemented some new rules into the league for the upcoming season. You guys aware of this story? Ro, Anna?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I read it maybe on social media. Might have come up on your Twitter account.
Anna, do you feel like... Yeah, it's out on Snapchat. Do you feel like you're a hostage? I feel like I'm a hostage.
I do a little bit. I'm just letting this whole experiment play out.
So we were going to apply some of the NFL rules that will be in effect next season to the radio station, things we think that could help the station improve. Before we get to that, we would like to point out by the year 2025, the entire workforce in America, 75% of it will be millennials. Now, sort of as a training session... to prepare Ro and Anna for this, we've decided it just makes sense to swap salaries.
I mean, if we're swapping positions, we should swap salaries.
Exactly, because there's a big pay discrepancy. We're all about pay equality, right? So Ro and I will swap salaries, let's just say, for 6 months. Okay, we'll see how it goes. Anna and Violetta, you guys can swap salaries as well. Ro, Anna?
We'll have to talk to my lawyers about this.
We'll get some people involved.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll swap salaries.
You know what?
Looking forward
to
that.
In the millennial workplace, you have to say to the millennial employee, that is a very interesting idea.
Yes, let's talk about that. We'll all get together and come to a consensus.
We can all live blog about it one day.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what? I'll get back to you on Reddit about that.
Okay. The next thought we had, adding hoverboards to the radio station. Everybody gets a hoverboard. This is a very physically demanding job, guys, pushing buttons, talking into a microphone. Less walking equals more productivity. I don't know if you saw the story. Martha Stewart's even getting behind it. She was seen riding a hoverboard. She's a tech-fluencer, guys. Are you aware of that term, tech-fluencer?
You mean, Martha Stewart, the one that went to jail?
Yeah, she went to jail.
For lying to the FBI, one?
Well, right, but we all make mistakes.
She's following the trend of the millennials. She's cool. So tech-fluencer, somebody who adapts to cool technology. These are some of the hip words we need to adopt here at the radio station.
Okay. I'm surprised you haven't asked for the ping-pong tables yet or the free protein bars.
Well, ping-pong tables, we would just get a Wii. I mean, we're not going to actually play ping pong. We would just get a Wii video game set.
Because you had to bend over and get the ball.
Right.
But nice try, Anna. That's a good participation.
Good job, Anna. We appreciate it. That's a blue ribbon for you. You get a participation ribbon there.
Next time, try for gold, though.
Oh.
All right.
Something to strive.
Now we're going to quickly.
This makes me long for Fidel Castro.
Even if you're not allowed to ask any questions.
Yeah, no, I like that. I mean, I think Cuba was a more free kind of enterprise than this. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so those are a couple of things we'd like to implement here at the radio station. Now, again, the NFL rule changes going into effect. We're going to take their rules, and we're going to twist them a little bit and apply them to station rules, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. First rule here, 5-yard penalty. This is the NFL rule. 5-yard penalty if a team attempts to call a timeout when they're not allowed to. Big no-no. We're going to twist that a little bit, and the station rule, $5 in a jar. We'll start a jar. $5 in a jar every time a host takes a break instead of throwing it to news.
It has to be a mason jar, though.
Thoughts? Ro?
Judy, any thoughts?
I love it. Do I get to keep the money?
We'll divide it equally between everyone.
That's how it is.
Oh,
it's
no.
Egalitarian.
No, everything is the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Feel the burn.
We have a texter, though, asking if we swap salaries, do we also have to swap responsibilities, like financial responsibilities, mortgage payments? Can you take care of my daughter during that period of time?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Can you take care of Knarble, though? That's the real
question. The fish? That's the responsibility you have in your life?
Yes.
That is so millennial.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to think about feeding him every day.
Next rule. Violetta, would you like to introduce this to Anna and Ro, because we'd like to share with you.
So the NFL rule is what is the NFL rule? You tell me the rule, and I'll tell you the station rule.
Perfect. Two unsportsmanlike penalties equals a player being ejected from the game.
Uh-oh. All right, so the station rule for that is 2-hour violation.
No. Oh. 2 HR violations.
What's an... Oh, okay. Human resources, I get it.
A day.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought you guys are all about the acronyms.
Well,
the human resources is something they're not terribly familiar with.
No.
Until their exit interview.
We're going to work through this together, Violetta.
Yes. Yeah, so
two HR violations
a day. Right, a day.
Equals...
That would equal employee gets sent home for the day, which kind of seems like a treat.
Right. And second thought.
More time to build your treehouse, which is really, you know.
Exactly. So we're not sure if that'll encourage or discourage HR violations, but we're going to roll with it here. And since we don't want to add the $5 to the jar, the delay of game rule also applies to traffic.
Yes.
And we're going to hit this thing on the button. We're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be amazing.
Can I stop you for 1 second? I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but your question has to be quick.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I apologize for asking a question, but if you have to put $5 in the jar, do you put it in or do you ask your parents to put it in?
Ooh. Well, if we're swapping salaries, I will put it in. If we're not, it's to be determined.
Okay.
Texter, have your parents called you yet to tell you you're doing a great job?
No, they text me. They're actually on my Facebook Live page.
They
right
tweeted
now.
At us.
But now we go to Rokan, who has the traffic trouble spots.
Seriously? Travel times are literally heavy. An hour inbound Kennedy from O'Hare to downtown, slightly better outbound at 40 minutes. Eisenhower over an hour in both directions between Thorndale and the old post office. Southbound Tri-State continues to climb 50 minutes from the Jane Addams Toll to the Stevenson, only 20 minutes on the flip. Those are your most important, literally your most important travel times of this particular moment.
Literally.
Actually, these are your travel times.
Okay, and this is actually a serious question. Do we break here normally?
Yeah, we do. Hit the commercials, Brian.
Brian, can we please have a piece of bumper music here?
Dance along, if you will.
Aren't you going to do something, Kevin?
Yeah, I am.
There?
Well, I'm letting it play out a little bit here. Everyone will eventually get to choose some bumper music because, again, we're sharing around here.
Oh, God.
All right. So, again, just to reset, Violetta and myself are taking over the show until 5 o'clock.
Thank God.
Because there was a story out of New York of a company completely run by millennials. One millennial used a very subtle, not a big deal excuse, like my friend died and took a week off from work and went home and built a treehouse and then blogged and tweeted about it. Who hasn't done that? So anyways, Ro and Anna decided to let the two millennials run the show for a half hour. So that's where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. We've instilled some new rules. And there's one other story, again, sports related, guys, but I can totally understand this. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera, the Super Bowl losing Panthers, he doesn't think that the losing team's players after the Super Bowl should have to address the media. There was much debate about Cam Newton's sort of negative. There was a lot of negativity towards Cam Newton after his Super Bowl loss. Mm-hmm. Ron Rivera doesn't think the players should have to address the media. Now, I could totally understand this. I mean, if you do a bad job, you don't want to have to admit to it.
I mean, yeah, and you should have the choice to do what you want. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Right. Anna, Ro?
And bring your pets and children with you to work, and that should be okay.
No, you shouldn't even have pets or children.
Right, that's right. That doesn't happen for another 10 years.
Yeah, there are no kids. Maybe your pet. I mean, you got a cool, like, you know, sort of snaggly dog that's like, you know, that called Booger. That you're like, hey, this is so cool.
When do we get to vape and watch Nickelodeon? Is that coming up?
Well, whenever you want. Oh. You know what I mean?
That's like the beauty of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're at work and you're feeling some vapage, you want to vape a little bit. If you want to Netflix. Mm-hmm. No Netflix and chill, though, at the workplace. That's a little over.
That's a little,
Anna.
That's pushing it.
That's a bit over the top.
Then HR, you might get your two violations for HR and get
sent absolutely.
Home.
So then you could go home and Netflix and chill. But anyways, that sort of wraps up some of the rules.
Hold on. We have a phone call. You mind if I take the phone call?
Actually
requires.
Put them through. why don't you put them through?
Yeah,
they want to talk to
pushing
us.
Pushing of a button. Here's Laura. Go ahead, Laura. Uh-huh.
Okay. I really wasn't inclined to get on the air, but I'm driving home and I love you, Ro and Anna, but oh my God, I am loving this.
Thank you.
Of course I love. But, I don't even. Sarah? Is that her name?
No, Violetta. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Names are not important.
Millennials don't have names.
Everybody makes mistakes.
It's her last name, so I get confused, but she is a sassy girl. I love her.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Funny. Mm.
You're making me blush.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what it's like to be in here right now while we're just hoping that the Navy SEALs kick in the door and rescue us from whatever this communist state is.
Oh, you're having fun.
I have an idea of how you're feeling, Ro.
Yeah. Right.
Anyways, it's a lot of fun. I'm really having a good
time. Thanks for calling
in.
Okay.
She absolutely gets a participation trophy.
She gets more. I'm taking her out for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to donate $5 to the jar, and I believe we're going to have to break soon here. If that's okay with you, Ro and Anna.
It's your show, Kev.
Yeah, don't
do you guys have any other thoughts?
Thoughts, Ro, Anna? Help. Oh, well, either way, it was great participation by you
what
guys.
What about
all
Judy?
Around.
Judy, how did you enjoy being on the show?
I'm still laughing. Hold on.
Inside word counts.
That wraps up the Millennial Half Hour on WGN Radio. We'll be back with Judy's news next.